This is an interview with Mr. Victor Alessandro, director of the San Antonio, Texas Symphony Orchestra on May 12, 1965. The interviewer is Mrs. Sylvia Loomis of the Santa Fe Office of the Archives of American Art. And the subject to be discussed is Mr. Alessandro's work with the Federal Music Project in Oklahoma City in the 1930s and 40s. But first, Mr. Alessandro, would you tell us something about yourself? Where you were born and where you received your art and your music education?
Yes, I was born in Waco, Texas, lived in Houston until the age of 16, went to the Eastman School of Music of the University of Rochester, New York, and from there studied at the Salzburg Mozarteum Academy in Salzburg, Austria, and at the Royal Santa Cecilia Academy in Rome, Italy.
And what had you done before you worked on the project?
Mainly, I'd been a student. I had done quite a bit of conducting at Rochester. And there, when I was 19 years old, I conducted on the New York Civic Orchestra, which was a WPA project in New York City, several times. On that particular series, I did All-American Concerts, and it is quite interesting that at that time some people from Oklahoma had heard me conduct, and then naturally when I left Rochester I went to Europe. I had just returned to this country, and the people in Oklahoma were hunting for a conductor for their Federal Projects Orchestra. And they had remembered my conducting in New York City and were trying to locate me in Europe, not realizing I had just returned to the States. They finally located me in Houston, and I went up to Oklahoma City and conducted the orchestra in several rehearsals, and then was offered the position. I was 22 at the time.
Very young. So that would have been 3 years previously that you were in New York when you conducted.
Yes.
And let's see, so it was, do you remember what year that would have been that you came to Oklahoma?
1938. In about September, October, I don't remember the exact date.
Yes, well, that's close enough. And you said that the before that the orchestra had been at Tulsa previously?
Yes, it was originated in Tulsa and was there about 6 or 8 months, and then was moved to Oklahoma City. I think the reason was there were better working facilities and auditorium and rehearsal space and office space and such things as that were the main reasons for the changes.
Do you know when that change took place?
Well, it took place about, I believe, 6 months or so before I went there, so it must have been in May of 38, somewhere in that area.
And well, my next question was how you became involved in it, but that was how you were really sought out.
Yes,
for the position.
In other words, their idea was that they were hunting for a young American conductor who could come in and to take over and to build it up, and they were willing to start from scratch with an inexperienced conductor who would be able to learn. Now, this was a great advantage that you don't even find in this day and time, and you were able to learn in the process of doing.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you had the advantage on the through the Works Project Administration of having far more time for rehearsal than we have in this day and time.
Mm-hmm.
And so you could work at a pace where you could be far more thorough, mm-hmm. or you could eliminate mistakes and not be pressed and not having to fight the clock as we have to do in this day and time to prepare for concerts.
Yes, exactly.
This was a very important advantage, and also it meant that I'm sure in every field, young actors, young artists, young musicians,